Vladimir Kozlov. Is he who does he compare to at this stage of his push in WWE, and what do you think his potential is?
That's a tough question. I don't know who he compares to exactly, but I like him.
Yeah,
I've liked him. I mean, I think he's fresh because of how he is. You know,
yeah.
Just a guy that's not looking to entertain. I thought for years.
What great timing to be a Russian heel.
Yeah.
I mean, that does
help a little bit, but it's just like, you know, a badass who's not out there to be anything but a badass. It's like who's not claiming to do things to entertain you is actually going to be more entertaining than everybody trying so hard. And he just comes across. I mean, he comes across as, you know, legitimate, and that what he does looks like it would hurt you. Looks like that he could beat. He looks like he could beat somebody, and that's a big, you know. That's a big part of it. I wish they were doing more of the slow burn. I think they've kind of pushed him a little fast. But I liked it when he didn't have any music, and I liked it when they matched him with people who could work to make him look good and put him over pretty quickly and all that. I just think
I think he's got it. It's not a huge thing, but it made him seem so different.
Yeah, it stood. You know, it's not that. It's not that they should do boring wrestling with guys with no charisma and no, you know, it's like he's got charisma, but it's just like when everybody's doing something, you stand out by doing the other thing.
Yep.
And I think that goes across in a lot of different areas. And he does have this tough guy thing to him. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I liked it. I mean, I liked it when Taz in ECW, when Heyman first started marketing Taz and gave him the towel. And it's kind of a cliche now, but it was like, you know, it was Mike Tyson. You know, Mike Tyson came out, you know, not a big robe and not a, you know, came out with a towel. And he just kind of thought he means business. And the thing about a fighter who means business, that's one of the most entertaining, you know, and they can kick some ass. It's one of the most entertaining things in all of culture, all of any cultures. So, I mean, it's just, you know, there's something primal about it. It's why I disagree with you so much about when on the MMA Torch, when you do that 5-star rating of the match, because one of the most exciting things in all of sports is the knockout. It's the 30-second kabang knockout that comes out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's why, and like, so the guy that kicks ass, the guy who there's, even in a booked sport, in a booked entertainment genre like pro wrestling, Kozlov gives you something to sink your teeth into.
Do you think that if there was a perfect, quick, decisive main event decision in a worked pro wrestling match, that there would be debate, since it was perfect at that point in booking, there would be debate over whether it deserved 4 stars or whether, no, there wasn't enough to it, so it should get 1 star? I mean, the same dilemma would exist. Because
I think it's a different dilemma, though, because I think if you went out, it's really interesting. I mean, look at Liddell. Liddell getting knocked out by Evan. First round, I thought was like, I was pissed. I was like, do something. Yeah. You know, I was one of those people. Like, there wasn't enough action. I understood what both were doing. You know, I got the strategy, but there wasn't enough action. Second round, I thought there was enough action until Evans knocked Liddell cold with one of the best knockouts I've ever seen. And
Let me defend or explain briefly.
Yeah.
You do realize that we have on the site an explanation of the star ratings, which are based on 3
factors.
Yeah,
I knew I was like opening Pandora's box.
A little bit, but let me say.
But,
I think I can be brief.
Oh, I know there's. I mean, I know there's a criteria.
There is an argument for that. There's 3 tenets to it. 1, is it exciting? That factors in. 2, is it historically significant? Is it a historically significant fight by any measure? Because you can have a great fight between 2 guys who are scrubs, and it's not particularly historically significant. So that in my subjective explanation of how people who use star ratings in an MMA fight on that site, they should incorporate that. And 3, it's just pure newsworthiness of it. And so on that standard, with that explanation, you can absolutely give Liddell getting knocked out by Evans a 4 stars. And you can reflect that. And what you're saying with the star rating, and it's so weird that people get, like, freaked out about it, because people do, and they get so – it is it's a shorthand way, if you haven't spent $50 on the pay-per-view, to scan down the list, or it would be even better if we had a spoiler-free preview that said, in no particular order, here's the star ratings we gave matches. And if you trust that writer, and you agree with them in the past that, you know, that was $50 wasted on that show that had a bunch of 1- and 2-star fights, I'm going to skip it and wait for it to come out later. But if you can scan over the fights and it's in no particular order, three stars plus, four stars plus, and two, you go, you know what, I need to see this event. And without explaining why, it's a good shorthand method. And it's kind of there for that. But you know what? It's also there for the exact discussion we're having now. It's just a conversation piece, which is how right. Star ratings began in the first place. And it's shorthand because sometimes
I thought you asked a question.
I know, but I just wanted to, because this is the thing. If people think I put star ratings on MMA fights, not knowing to be controversial, and two, without a pretty decent explanation of the context in which we're presenting them, I mean, then of course it's open to criticism, but just ignore them if you don't like them, but at least respect the decision-making that went into it and the fact that there is a pretty decent explanation and a pretty good usefulness that some people might actually like. And if you don't, then skip it. But we didn't just throw it on there flippantly. So anyway.
Well, you know, and I mean, it still makes me uncomfortable. But the point being, you know, Liddell getting knocked out was really exciting. As part of, you know, was really exciting and made the news that night and, it was by far the best thing on the show and was a really important deal. The match before that point was pretty bad. But on the other hand, let's say next pay-per-view, because they're booking like this, let's say they have Big Show, Vicky Guerrero wants to get rid of Undertaker. So, she mandates that Big Show wrestles Undertaker in an Elimination Chamber match. And, you know, so there's Elimination Chamber, and she says there's going to be tables, ladders, and chairs inside the Elimination Chamber, and they're going to light the ropes on fire. And I could probably, you know, put my Vince Russo shoes up and come up with, you know, three or four more gimmicks she could add on top of it. And so it's the main event. They go down, and Big Show is, Big Show and Undertaker lock up. Big Show goes for the big haymaker. He misses. Undertaker plugs Big Show in the nose, and Big Show goes out cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens, let's say, on my clock, pay-per-views end at 10:45. I guess they end in Minneapolis at 9:45. But 10:45 on my clock. And this one ends, and the show's over at 10:20.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Elimination Chamber ropes on fire match ended with a spectacular knockout by the Undertaker.
Yeah.
People would be pissed.
Yeah.
They would be pissed. Yeah. So, I mean, because you think of, you know that this will work. You know you're going to get 20 minutes of an entertaining match, you know, in a main event. You know if it has tables, ladders, and chairs and Elimination Chamber, the tables, ladders, and chairs at some point are going to be are going to come into play, and someone's uniform, you know, Kane's outfit's going to catch on fire or something. You know all those things are going to happen. It's kind of like it's promised to you by those gimmicks, and there's not the excitement. And that's kind of where there's some innate
100%. I agree 100%.
Just so I can say that.
Yeah.
And
no,
I would give that show a 10, by the way. I would be so happy. I would be laughing my head off. And that's, you know, and that's like that. I always talk about my friends have that Vince Russo part of it of, everybody would be so shocked, but I recognize that it would be shocking, and I would love it personally, but it would be bad for business and a stupid thing to do. It'd be shocking, but I mean, that's, you know, like that thing, but that's the difference. I mean, that's the difference between, and that's where it can work to wrestling's advantage, which is pro wrestling's really booked well. You can go on that magic carpet ride, you can go have those ups and downs and end up with that happy ending that thrills you. And there's a little bit taken off where you know it's just a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really do it right, you can get so lost in it. It's, you know, and you don't have the, damn it, Chuck Liddell lost, and I needed, you know, damn it, he lost by knockout, and I needed him up and running for, you know, a main event 6 months from now. Now mm-hmm. I don't have him. Now I've got to do something else.
Yeah.
Which is what MMA faces.
Yeah.
You know, and it can take advantage of, too. But it's like both of them have their you know, things that they can definitely take advantage of. And that's why it's so frustrating to watch bad booking, because you know that if it was good booking, they could really go. And sometimes it's like they're working really hard to really do a terrible job instead of do a good job and simplify it some and make it easier on yourself too, and be more effective. So anyway.
How about the Brian Kendrick? Another guy getting kind of the push on SmackDown.
I kind of come and go.
Yeah.
I kind of come and go. With, I mean, and part of it is, I mean, they need to stick with it because part of it is when you take a guy who's kind of, when you take a guy for 5 years in a nitty tag team.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Back, hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.